I have no idea what I am trying to do with this audio. Today is August 5th, 2021. I plan on releasing this audio on my Patreon. I guess I wanted to make this for myself. Kinda. This is really weird. I've never done something like this, but I don't know. I feel like making this. I almost hit 100,000 subscribers on my YouTube channel. 100,000. I just wanted to get my thoughts together a bit, talking about it before that happens. This just feels really hard. Around 7 months ago, or no, 8 months ago, I started to seriously upload audios of me just talking to my microphone and some background sounds and stuff, just trying to speak English, like sentence for sentence, just Google translating everything. So I could have like a script and give a shot at it. And in my first audios, it was really noticeable that my English just wasn't there. I could barely speak English. I could, but it wasn't that fluent. It still isn't that fluent. Well, it's more fluent than it used to be. It's definitely with an accent still. My good old Flemish accent. I've just come a long way in terms of everything. So in about 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 days, I'll be hitting 100,000. It's just a really big deal for me. I barely spoke English when I started this channel, and I've come a long way, and for the most part, I've done that myself, but a lot of things have helped me, and mostly the people that appreciate my content, and of course, here on Patreon, people that have kept supporting me, have kept me going. It feels so weird to have grown that much in 8 to 9 months. It's not even a year, and I've built like this whole purpose, this whole mission and life and stuff. I've had a lot of comments from people that really, really appreciate what I do, what I make. I've certainly had my share of very extremely hurtful comments, sometimes homophobic comments, a lot of them. But for 8 months now, I've kept a very close watch to my comments on YouTube. And yes, I'd say around 5%, a bit less, were very negative. Especially since I I really focus on male for male audios that are focused towards boys, mostly, that are discovering their sexuality a bit. I could have used my audios when, like, growing up a bit more. I'm still really growing up. I'm still not fully grown up. Even in my sexuality, I'm not really grown up. I thought I was gay for a long time until I realized I was really bisexual, because I did have attraction towards girls. And I did have certain interactions with girls that I'd maybe like to have again, or I wouldn't be scared of having again. I don't know why I'm talking about my sexuality, but it's a big part of what I make, you know? It's been the mission from day one to make more roleplays and audios scenarios for gay boys or just guys that are trying to figure themselves out in that way. I'm pretty sure, like, I've had a lot of confirmation that I've helped a lot of people. Not definitely me alone, like, in general, like, creators, VA creators that do M4M content. Like, it's different than porn, for example. Porn, you just see two dudes doing each other, and it's not really that close and intimate. It doesn't help you, it just makes you watch them, it just turns you on, but I've always been intrigued by the idea of having a more personal approach to getting turned on. Like, I don't know. It just, I really like doing these audios because I like them as well, to listen to them. Like the Loot audios, like the NSFW roleplays. Because, like, if you think you might have a kink, or you might be attracted to soft boys, you might be attracted to submissive boys, you might be attracted to dominant boys, you think you do, but you can't really know for sure until you have, like, a certain interaction. And for a lot of us, it's sometimes really hard to get that interaction with someone else in a way that feels kind of realistic. I mean, in a way that feels kind of emotional. Like, there are feelings involved. Kind of. I don't know. That's what I'm really going for, still. I've been going for that since, like, day one of doing the NSFW audios. That was a very big step for me, because I'm still, like, relatively young, and I was super, super scared to attract the wrong kind of audience because of my age. I was super scared to attract, like, you know, people that are trying to, like, just get a kick out of someone who's younger making these audios. I don't know. But that's really not the case. What I've experienced is a lot of you guys are really just like me. Like, kind of young, kind of still figuring themselves, you know, out. And yeah. Stuff like that. It just feels really nice. Because I feel like I'm kind of helping people like me, kind of like figuring out their sexuality, that whole thing. Like, there's certainly, like, a lot of girls as well. Like, I'm not only talking about gay sexuality, like, or bi thingies. Like, girls as well. Figuring out what they like in a guy. Maybe. And I like that I'm like more focused on like male audiences because let's be honest, they really need it. We really just need interactions because it's sometimes for a lot of us it's really hard to find a partner, especially when we're still younger and that it's safe to do stuff with. Like there's Grindr, but we all know Grindr, it's not that safe. Like the male dating apps for like gay people, and it's just really not that safe. I'd rather have people explore together with my audios, which I know like are made with a lot of heart. Like I really pour my soul into these. It's really crazy. Yeah, I just they're I hope from the bottom of my heart that they feel genuine and they make you feel like I'm really doing it with all my heart and my soul. I'm really pouring my heart into these. Like, even if they're really kinky, even if they're not really wholesome, I'm pouring my whole heart and soul into them. Like, yeah. I'd rather have you explore with my audios or with someone else's audios, stuff like that, than going out in the wild and doing dangerous stuff. Sometimes, you know, those negative experiences can really have like a really big impact on your sexuality. Yeah, enough about that. Just the purpose of why I am still making these audios is just because a lot of young people, even older people, we all need to explore our sexuality. And it's good to be open about it. Not in a nasty and dirty and like too kinky way. Just in a natural, relaxed, and open way. I just know that I could have used someone like me. Or like again, I'm not like making myself like I'm some kind of holy angel kind of thingy. Just in general, like VA people, I have discovered them a bit too late, I think. I don't know. I really don't know. I just wish. A whole other thing. I'm kind of close to 100,000 subscribers on YouTube. And I've already hit like an average because it keeps like dropping and regaining. And it's kind of exciting, but an average of 1,000 Patreon followers, which is crazy. But 100,000 subscribers on YouTube. Like, as a non-English speaker in the VA community, just for me, it feels like a very big deal. Especially since pretty much all of my roleplays are focused on like gay content or to like some degree are like more leaning towards male for male. Like sometimes I don't put a gender on it, but like it's made with that certain purpose. And I think everybody kind of knows that. It just feels like a really big deal that a male for male focused channel can hit that amount of subscribers. People have done it before. I know some colleagues of mine that I hold very close to my heart that I've interacted with and are super awesome people that have gotten that kind of amount, but it just feels so good that we're out there, that we're at least as big as people that focus on male for female, you know? It just feels good that people that like find comfort in us creators that do stuff like that. It just feels really good that people find us. People know that we exist and people can come towards us to give a certain feeling of safety, exploration, kind of just exploring sexuality and stuff in a very safe way. just feels so nice that people found us, that people found me, that I'm able to help such a large amount of people. It just really warms my heart. The thing I am a bit scared of, though, is, like, I need to take this very seriously. Like, 100,000, it's not a small number. A lot of people, like, sort of count on me. Well, not really, but I feel like I've just become big and a big deal. That's kind of weighing on me. Yeah, I've been having a tough time lately, with like the realization that I am this kind of big deal now. People really like me and people really come for me, and like they seek me out for my role plays and my work and what I do. Just, it's a lot of pressure. I'm still not that old. I'm still growing up. I'm a student. I still want to like follow my own dreams a bit. But I just really love what I do right now. And all of you guys' support has helped me so much. To help me grow and help me become bigger. Help me keep doing what I do with such a big passion. I really want to thank you guys for that. Like, even the people that just are curious and come by for a month and then delete their pledge, I'm still so grateful for trusting me with that $5 or $10, you know? I'm really grateful for you guys' support. It keeps it going. If I wouldn't have that support, I'd definitely keep doing it, but it's just such a big help and such a big gift for me to receive. And I feel so horrible because I feel like I'm not giving enough back. Like, I can only give you guys audios to listen to. I wish I could do more. Yeah. But I know that you appreciate it. And that's what I really love. Like, I'm not making these for myself. I'm making this for you guys. And if you guys are happy, if you guys feel like this helps, I'm so fucking glad to make these. I'm sorry, I swear. I didn't mean to swear. I'm just speaking from the heart. I feel like feedback is a very important thing to me. I constantly want to grow. I want to be better. I want to be a better version of myself and be a better creator. And grow. And I feel like I keep growing each month. And sometimes my audios, like, don't do that well, or, like, I realize maybe so it's time for something different. Like, so interesting how I keep myself so occupied by growing, and I can see it in my audios, like, yeah, like, I've grown a lot, and that's partially due to you guys' support here. I've been able to buy a new microphone, like, right off the bat, when I started my Patreon. I think it was in January. Then it got really serious, and I was able to buy a better microphone, which was a lot of help. And I'm maybe looking into buying 2 new microphones, as well. Like, I'd really like to have a professional voiceover microphone, because I've had some emails from, like, small individual alternative kind of gaming companies or developers, like very small teams or like very small developer teams that have reached out to me if I would be interested in doing voice work. And I'm currently looking into working together with a certain more well-known company to do voice work, but like they expect me to have a certain industry standard quality microphones and stuff, and just with your support, I'm able to do that. And it's such a big opportunity for me. And it wouldn't be possible even to think about that without you guys. And it makes me feel so grateful and like so unworthy. I don't know. I'm from Belgium. I'm not even an English-speaking person. Like, it's so strange. I don't know. It's just a lot of opportunities are coming my way. It's crazy. It's all thanks to you guys. And in terms of audios, how they've grown, like in terms of soundscapes, like I've been adding a lot more layers to my audios to make them feel more realistic and interesting. Ooh. I was able to buy like a very cool stage piano with a lot of different like tunes and voices and recording software and stuff on it. And like I've already shared some of the background music pieces I've made for my audios. And just that keeps coming. Like it just feels so cool to have my own background music that I can make in my audios. And that keyboard kinda like does that. And it's just amazing. And I was able to buy that because of your support. So I feel like you guys are just, your support is really getting into my audios. And it just feels really nice to give it back in some kind of way like that. I keep growing and it's so fulfilling. I don't know. I'm just really, really grateful. I'm extremely grateful for everything. Opportunities, the people I've collabed with, the awesome VA creators I've collabed with. They're so awesome. Everybody in this whole community is so supportive and awesome. Like, most of them speak English like as a native language, which is kind of like it makes me feel like I'm kind of like an imposter some way. It's not that nice, but like people are so reassuring, people are so nice and supportive. Like the bigger creators, the smaller creators, everyone's just so nice to each other. I really love the community and I love being a part of it. I love creating stuff with other people. Like, I want to do that more. I want to have more collabs. And I'm definitely gonna do that in the future. I actually have almost three, no, I think four collabs planned that we're like currently looking into what we can do together. I'm not gonna spoil anything though. But it's nice. It's just really nice working together with people. Like combining our creative powers. Ah, the community is so nice. I love it. Just thank you to everyone who supported me throughout this whole thing. And I hope you guys are still doing very well. That my audio still help you. Just thank you. I'm looking forward to the future. I think I have a bright future ahead in terms of the audios. I think my audience might have a bright future ahead because of the audios, and the audios will definitely like get better and stuff. Like, it's just looking really good. And I like it. I'm nervous to see what the future holds, since I'm reaching that 100,000 and I'll be getting a lot bigger and stuff. I'm excited, but very nervous. But I'm sure you guys will help me through it every step of the way. Even if you're supporting me and never commented on either my videos or my content on Patreon, still know that I really appreciate you. If I were to, I have followed people on Patreon and on YouTube and stuff, I was always too shy to comment. I've never commented before, so I know what it feels like. But just know that I do think about you guys, like everyone that doesn't comment, that like just listens in the background. Just know that you're loved as well. You're just as valid. I appreciate you guys just as much. You don't really have to comment. I know you're there. And I know you're listening. And I love you. All of you. Genuinely. It's never been about anything other than love for my audience, actually. I don't think that will ever change. I just love doing this because I love all of you so much. I really care about what you guys like, what helps you, what you guys are like interested in, what tingles your kinks. Everything, just everything. We don't know each other personally, but I feel like we do. Thank you. Almost 100,000. Thank you.